Greetings to you this day and many blessings in the name of Christ Jesus from me, James Glory, in the north of England. I want to first bring to you marriage. Remember the love, the joy, the promises that you made. The Office for National Statistics has released the latest figures for divorce in England and Wales here in the UK for the divorces that took place in 2010. The key findings were: the number of divorces in England and Wales in 2010 was 119,589, an increase of 4.9% since 2009, when there were 113,949 divorces. Figures also tell us the divorce rate rose in 2010 to 11.1 divorcing people per 1,000 married population, from 10.5 in 2009, another increase. And another point, 22% of marriages in 1970 had ended in divorce by the 15th wedding anniversary, whereas now 33% of marriages in 1995 had ended after the same period of time. And the number of divorces in 2010 was highest among men and women aged 40 to 44. Now let me just say, the Bible says that marriage is special, significant, symbolic of God's relationship with his blood-bought bride, the church. And is it not fitting then that in these times of apostasy and rebelling against the things of God, that the institution of marriage, meant to be so blessed, has been attacked and brought down to such lows? Is, may I ask you a question, is your household a literal war zone? Can you barely look at your spouse in the eyes? Do you remember, as I said, the times of love, the times of joy, holding hands, warm, the love you had, the plans and promises you made that day when you got married and you said that you would be together forever, for richer, for poorer, for better or for worse? Do you remember? What has happened? Some people would say it is the financial pressures. Sometimes you would say there are other outside influences in these difficult times that are taking away the underpinning foundations of love in the family build-up. Now, in James 3:16 it says, "For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work." If you have envying and strife in your house, is there a literal warfare? If there is, it has opened the door to what the Bible tells us is of the devil. Confusion and every evil work. And I'm not just saying that. In 1 Corinthians 14:33 it says, "For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace." As in all churches of the saints. And if God is not the author of confusion, who is? Man. And also the devil. Yes, the devil would like nothing today to you whose families are at war, to you who are arguing with your loved one, your married, your bride, your husband. The devil would see nothing to see. They would love you to be another statistic, another increase. I want to help you today. I want to bring you some promises from the scriptures of God, promises that God will always honour, as I've said, that this is a blessed institute of marriage, symbolic of the relationship between God and his blood-born, bought bride, the church. Please, here are some promises, as I've said, and if you will take heed of God's word today, I can assure you that God keeps his promises. Ephesians 4:31-32 says, "Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamour and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be ye kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you." Yes, is there evil speaking? Is there anger in your house today? Put it away. Put it away and forgive as God has forgiven you. For we know in Genesis 2:18, "And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make a help meet for him." You are meant to be married. You have been married. Stay together. Genesis 2:24 says, therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Yes, one flesh, one unit. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now, here are the important scriptures, how God sees, how the Bible sees, how the Word of God tells us that marriage is this blessed institute, from Ephesians 5:21 to 33. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Saviour of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church, and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So men ought to love their wives as their own bodies, for he that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth it and cherisheth it, even as the Lord his church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and the two shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife, even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband. Hallelujah. These are amazing scriptures, scriptures that are so full of promises. Here it says to us in Romans 13:10, love worketh no ill to his neighbour. Therefore love is the fulfilling of the law. Will you fulfil the law today and love that person you got married to? Divorce is an offence in the sight of God, and it has been cast aside. No one wants to talk about it today, and the statistics, the constant rising statistics, prove this. We know in Proverbs 10:12, again, with the topic of the enemy getting a foothold into your household, it says, hatred stirreth up strifes, but love covereth all sins. Yes, love covereth all sins. Hallelujah. And it tells us in 1 Peter 3:8 and 9, it says, finally, be ye all of one mind. Yes, together you are one unit. Remember the promises you made before God. Finally, be of one mind, having compassion one of another. Love as brethren. Be pitiful. Be courteous, not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrariwise blessing, knowing that ye are thereunto called, that ye should inherit a blessing. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us to trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understandings, and in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Today, God will direct your paths. I do not wish, in the name of Jesus, for you to be another divorce statistics. Remember, as it tells us, envy and strife open up the door to confusion and every evil work, and as the word tells us, God is not the author of confusion. Do not blame God for the problems. If you have sinned, if you have been adulterous, if you have lied, if you have been wrong, it is time today to draw a line in the sand and make that change and stand on the promises of God. For not only is it your family at stake, hallelujah, it is the stake of the blessed institution of marriage, which so represents wonderfully the relationship between God and his blood-bought bride, the church. May the Lord Jesus bless you with peace and reconciliation this day. Amen.